How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
Welcome to Day 17 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is The Transfiguration. R.C. Sproul wrote, "Jesus crossed the line from the natural to the supernatural, from the human to the divine, as the cloak of humanity that veiled his true glory was removed, and his glory became visible." Matthew 17:1-3 reads, "And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James, and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him." The transfiguration of Jesus, referenced in Matthew 17, serves as a preview of Christ's resurrection and a foretaste of his eternal glory. Michael Wilkin shares these profound insights from Matthew 17:1-3. On the seventh day, after the climactic events of Peter's confession and Jesus' first prediction of his suffering and death, the even more dramatic events of Jesus' transfiguration occurs. Apparently, Jesus stays with the disciples for a week, probably the 12 and some others, in the area around Caesarea Philippi. Jesus takes with him the inner circle of disciples, Peter, James, and John, and goes up a high mountain. Luke tells us that the purpose for this was to pray. However, Jesus is also probably taking the inner circle to give them an extra experience for their future leadership roles within the church. The urgency of the preceding call for the disciples to take up their cross in the light of Jesus' soon coming glory is now readily understood because three of them receive an unmistakable revelation of Jesus' identity. There must be no hesitancy or delay in following Jesus with all one's heart and soul, for unreserved commitment to Jesus, Messiah, is required from those who have witnessed his glory. The Synoptic Gospels indicate that while Jesus is on the mountain with Peter, James, and John, he is transfigured. Matthew uses the passive of the verb metamorpho, indicating that God is behind the transformation. Paul uses the same verb to describe the spiritual transformation that believers experience as a result of regeneration. But here, Jesus experiences a physical transformation visible to the disciples. It is a reminder of Jesus' pre-incarnate divine glory and a preview of his coming exaltation. That glory designates the royal presence, for in his person, the kingdom of God is with people. The inner circle of disciples witness this profound revelation of Jesus' identity as well as his mission. During this transfiguration, two of the greatest Old Testament figures appear, Moses and Elijah. Their arrival represents the law and the prophets as witnesses to Jesus the Messiah, who fulfills the Old Testament. Moses is the one whom God used to give the law, and Elijah is the one who connects the earlier charismatic prophecy of the days of Samuel with the latter writing prophets. Moses is also considered the model prophet, and Elijah the forerunner of a Messiah. Both Moses and Elijah had visions of the glory of God on a mountain, Moses on Mount Sinai and Elijah on Mount Horeb. Both of them had unique endings. Elijah was taken directly to heaven, while Moses, whose grave was never found, is said by rabbinic tradition also to have been taken directly into heaven. Both are mentioned together in Malachi 4:4-6. The giving of the law through God's servant Moses and the sending of the prophet Elijah before the coming day of the Lord. Their appearance on the mountain with Jesus indicates the greatness of Jesus, who transcends them both as the one who will be declared the Son of God. The Transfiguration portrays one of the most mysterious yet magnificent images of Jesus in the New Testament. This momentary change in Christ's appearance displayed the glory of his deity and confirmed the great incarnational truths regarding him. as Peter, James, and John discovered, may we also be caught up in worship of the God who readily displays his transforming power. Now, here are some questions to consider. Why do you think God chose a mountaintop for his son's transfiguration? What is the significance of Moses and Elijah being with Jesus? Why do you think God allowed only Peter, James, and John to witness this encounter? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.